Hello and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Tim Leary and I'm a Senior Portfolio Manager on RBC Blue Bay's Leveraged Finance team in Stamford, Connecticut. It was a busy weekend in the Mideast as Assad's reign in Syria came to an end. The question remains, what type of government will fill the void? Turkey has certainly provided support and will exert its influence. On Saturday, President-elect Trump posted on X, "The United States should have nothing to do with it. This is not our fight." On Sunday, US B-52 bombers took out over 75 ISIS targets in Syria and oil traded up 2% on Monday. On this side of the pond, the market isn't too fussed. The technicals in both high yield and broadly syndicated loans are incredible, and the bid to the market is firm. In fact, the U.S. loan market will probably end 2024 with over $1 trillion in new issue supply, including refis, amend-to-extends, and repricings. Barclays estimates the 2025 net supply of refinancings will be in the low to mid $400 billion range. The maturity wall continues to topple over. In U.S. high yield, we've seen about $273 billion of deals come to market this year, which is roughly up 60% compared to last year. And while that's a large number in percentage terms, it's a drop in the bucket compared to what the market is able to digest. J.P. Morgan expects a 68% increase in net new issuance for high yield in 2025. But again, the gross issuance is probably going to be in that $320 billion zip code. So an increase yet again, but still very manageable. And that's the backdrop and the underlying health of the rating profile of the market is why we're closing at the 2024 tights. That said, I would say we've probably reached the spread levels where buyers are no longer chasing. In closing, and since this is my last weekly fix of 2024, I'd like to thank you for a year of clicks, follows, and posts, and wish you and your family a happy and healthy holiday season. Stay tuned for next week's edition when Andre Skiba will give his thoughts on what to expect in 2025. As always, thanks for your time and good luck trading.
Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.